Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KCoRadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It for Imperial and Mexicali Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe.
Our phone number is 337-8874. Put that on speed dial.
Yeah.
And get in today, because today, again, we have a psychiatrist, Dr. Vijay Chimanchetti, and he works for behavioral health, and he works in children's and adults, right, with children's and adults populations in the lovely town of Brawley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how is Brawley? I miss working up there.
Well, see, I don't get to see a whole lot of Brawley because most of the time I'm in the office.
He's busy. He's busy seeing clients and patients, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't live in Brawley, so I only go there on weekdays. Enter my office, come out, come back. So I think,
how about the people of Brawley? I mean, you kind of interact with them, right?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not sure whether... See, I have not lived in the Valley long enough to be able to differentiate people from Brawley or from Imperial or from El Centro. I think that... For me, if I take a broader look, I see commonalities in between people of the Valley, but
yeah.
When compared to other cities, I guess I'm not there yet to differentiate Brawley.
But
another 10 years,
yeah.
You'd be like a venture. You'd be able to like take a sip and say, oh, okay, Brawley, mid-70s. And
but we have, I mean, it's rare that we have a psychiatrist on our show, so this is exactly.
So the topic today is depression for older age adults. Is there... politically correct term now for geriatric people?
See, I think
elders,
the two commonly used terms in psychiatry are either older adults or the elderly. And of course, if you want to be technical about it, yeah, the term geriatric psychiatry or geriatric depression is still used. So
yeah,
I guess you just don't call them old people anymore.
Exactly. Or what about seniors? Because now I'm seeing, you know, when you qualify for senior breakfast, that's young. I don't consider that, I don't know, maybe because I'm getting...
Getting close.
I mean, that doesn't sound like, you know, I would be a senior at that point. So
technically speaking, you know, when we talk about older adults, we are talking about people who are 65 and older.
Okay.
What kind of special needs do those people have? Why might it be important for everybody to tune in? Because someday you might be 65 too.
Well, yeah, that too. You know, understanding about the challenges of older age. A lot of us might be directly or indirectly involved in care of an elderly. It could be a family member, a neighbor, or somebody. So I think it's important to get an idea of what lies ahead.
Well, there's a lot of issues that affect the elderly or the older population. You know, as they're getting older, their friends that they grew up, their family members, their siblings are dying, are passing away, illness. A lot of them are affected with a lot of illness. The things that they could do before, they no longer can. You know, they don't have the energy. They don't have, the body probably just can't do it anymore. And so there's a lot of issues that, you know, could trigger depression.
Maria, you have summed it up pretty well, because two of the major contributing factors to elderly depression is, you know, medical illness, which can cause disability, you know, physical or cognitive, and also loss of support systems, you know, friends, family, spouse. So, and of course, medical problems are related to loss of independence and loss of control over life.
No, I think the interesting part for me is that this would be ubiquitous in getting old. Everybody's going to have to deal with, if everybody who continues to live,
true,
is going,
yes,
to have to deal with loss, and is going to have to deal with diminished physical and cognitive and emotional elasticity.
We know that. Well, we know that. And we know, just like everybody else, is that we all going to die. We are born and we die. Eventually we are going to die, but we're not ready for that.
But some people are more at risk for depression and negative thoughts. Yeah, I would even say some cultures are more at risk.
Oh,
just look at one stat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at suicide rates, and the highest suicide rates are for older Caucasian men.
Wow.
So somebody who is, let's say, in their 80s and is a white male, they're probably at twice the risk for suicide when compared to other older adults, or four times at risk for suicide when compared to just the general population. So I think there's a lot to do with cultural and gender issues too.
Explain culture.
Well, I think we might just go off in a big tangent.
We might, but we've got an hour.
So. Okay. So, with culture, it's different. Like I said, you know, not everybody who's older gets depressed. It depends on how you handle life. Do you accept old age as something that's graceful and cherished and respected, or do you take old age as something as a weakened part of your life? You know, you're not able to be as productive, you're not able to be as independent, do all the things that you like. So it depends on how you view life and how you accept old age, that you either can feel negative about it or actually be proud of it. Because in some cultures, you know, some Asian cultures, old age is respected.
Yes, they are.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KSCoRadio.com.